Hi developers, I'm Hossein Dilai, Microsoft MVP. Here I do have a Xamarin Forms application that requires the user, and each time he launches the application, he should type his login and password again and again. And this is not a good user experience. So we need to enhance that. So what we'll do is that we'll register the username and password inside in the register step. Then when he go to the login page, he will find that login and password that he already typed, so that he will just have to click the login button. And the same thing we'll do it for the access token. When we get an access token from the web server, then we'll go and register that access token inside the settings of the application and reuse it again whenever we need that. So that access token will be used in order to create authenticated HTTP requests. And when the application will launch, we'll go and check for that access token. If the application contains an access token, then that means that the user already have done register and login. So in that case, we'll go directly to the main page, which is our ideas page, to retrieve all the list of the ideas. Some of the options that we do have in order to register and retrieve data from our application. So here mainly we do have three options for all the mobile platforms. The first one is using the database, file system, or preferences. Let's see the first option here for the databases. And here we can use embedded or compact databases with mobile applications like SQLite, for example, which enable us to register structured data in tables that could be a list of products, for example. But here, in this case, we only need to store just three values: the access token, username, and password. So using an entire database with all its complexity is just more than we need. The second option is for using file system, and file system is like creating files. Those could be text files, JSON files, or whatever file you want. Then we can write data into these files. If it is a text file, for example, we can write some text. And if you have some scenario, like you want to store a list of products, then in this case you can either choose the SQLite database or choose the database, and also you can choose the file system to store that list of products as a JSON string, and the JSON string is a text at the end, so you can store it inside a text file using the file system. The third option for us is using preferences, and this is the right option for storing key value pairs. And those key value pairs should have a limited size data. This limit is about some kilobytes. So it's really perfect for our case here, where we can store the username and password and access token. It's also used to store user preferences, like the background color, like the font size of the text. And here I am on Visual Studio to register the username, password, and the access token. So let's start by registering the username and password. Those value, we got them from the register page, which is linked to our register view model right here. So here we have those values for username and password. We'll try to register them. For that, we'll use the settings or the preferencing option. And we can do that through going to the solution and add a NuGet package made specially to access the preferences inside the ManyForms application. So we go to our solution, right-click, manage NuGet packages for solution, and then go to browse, and right from here I look for a package called xam.plugins.settings, and this is it, the plugin I want. Here I go and install that plugin inside my solution, but here make sure to not check the web application, because we want here just to install it inside our mobile projects. Hit install, and this will take a couple of seconds in order to complete the install. And here it is done. Here you can see that it adds that library plugin.settings inside the portable project, and inside also the Android, iOS, and Windows projects. We can see that inside the Android right here, where we do have the plugin.settings DLL. This NuGet package comes with a README text, which is opened automatically here to show us how to use this plugin. And that's simple, because here we do have a folder added with that plugin, and that's the helpers folder that contains a class called settings.cs. From inside this class, we do have a sample code for registering some settings here, for call it general settings. And this is the app settings which will be used in order to store the data and retrieve it inside each of our devices. We don't need those list of values, so we'll go and remove them. And right here, I'll go and change this given sample from general settings to call it user name. And in this, by doing this, I want to register here the username of my application, the username for my user. And here I specify that the key for this setting is called username. And here the second parameter will be the default value for that username. The default value here, I choose it to be empty. The same thing here, add or update, and this is the operation for saving that value or changing it, editing it inside the settings. I call it also user name. Make sure here you are using the same key. So let's go copy and paste in order to not miss any letters. Cool. So here it have a getter and a setter. So the getter will get that value from the app settings, and the setter will try to change that value or update that value with the one given to the username. So this is for registering and getting the username. Now we need to add another one for the password. So let's do that. Here, password, and the key for the password, I'll use the word password. Of course, here you can choose some other values, okay? Now we'll use those username and password to store the username and password written by the user. We will do that from inside the register command, and here the register command is the button that will be clicked by the user after entering his username and the password. So let's do that. And here inside the register command, we are calling the web service, and then we'll see the response of the web service. And from inside those two values, or inside these two parameter operations, I'll go and call my settings class, because here it's called settings. It's inside the namespace ideas.helpers. So make sure you add that namespace to the view model. Settings dot And here I can access directly the password and username. Here settings, it's a static class, so I can access its properties without creating a new instance. I'll access the username and register that username by getting the username that is presented by the user, which is this property right here. So let's say equal username. And the same thing, I'll go and store the value of my password to the one typed by the user. Say equal password. We are storing the password written by the user. Great. So now we have saved those, the username and password. That means if then the user clicks the go to login page, he will go to the login page, and right from here we can write those values directly to the entry for the username and for the password. The login page is bound to the login view model, so we'll go to that login view model where we do have the username and password, and set those values to the one registered in the settings. I'll do that from the constructor. For that, here I use a short key, CTOR. I type just CTOR in Visual Studio and then click tab 2 times. That will generate an empty constructor. And right from here, I can set the value for my current username equal, then I can get that value from my settings dot username. The same for my password. I can do that equal settings dot password. So doing that will help the user to not retype 2 times his username and password in the register page and then on the login page. So he will just type those values in the register page. Then when he go to the login page, he will find that values he typed. Cool. So this is the first step for registering the username and password. Now we have to do the same to register the access token for our application, because until now what we have done is that the user should have that access token, where we can get it from the output window right here some way. I don't have it right now, but here we are asking for the user to paste his access token inside the application, and this is, of course, this is not good and should not be done in a real application. So let's comment this out, because now we'll be responsible for getting that access token inside the application. So let's first get the access token and save it to our application. Let's get that access token, and we can do that by going right here to the API services. Go directly where we do have the login async, which will take the username, password, then create an HTTP request, send that request to our web service. Then the web service will send back a response. That response contains GWT, which contains the access token for our application. So here the content is really the GWT for our application. So we can recall it GWT directly right from here. But this GWT, we said it contains the access token. It is not the access token, but it contains the access tokens. We can retrieve that access token by just right here go call the JSON convert, deserialize that object into a dynamic object. So we did that in order for us to be able to access the property access token inside that JSON. Okay, so by doing this, we are extracting the value of the access token from the GWT. Whenever we have done that, now we'll go and return that access token. So let's say return access token. Here we do have an error because our method login async, it returns a task. So in order to return a string, we need to add the generic parameter for saying we want to return a string. Then we'll go to the caller of the login async, which is here the login command from our application. And then, as now the login returns that access token, we'll go and retrieve it right from here. We'll say access token equal, then we get the value of the access token. Cool. Now what we can do is that we can access the settings.access token and store the access token that we get from the web service. Here we don't have yet an access token key value pairs inside our settings, so we'll go and create it inside the settings folder. And we'll do that as we did have with the login and password key values. We'll call this access token. The key will be called access token, and the default value for that access token is null. Cool. So, oops, here access token with the uppercase. Now we have get that access token. Now we'll use it from our main page or from our ideas page, where here we want to get that access token in order to call the web service and then display the list of the ideas. We display the list of the ideas after clicking on the button which will execute the command get ideas command. Get ideas command right here, it will get that access token that we said we don't need it right now, because now we have an access token registered within our settings folder. So we'll retrieve that access token equal settings, then access token. We get that access token. Now we just pass it to the web service get ideas async. This web service will use that access token in order to create an authenticated get HTTP request to our web service and then get the list of the ideas from the web server. Great. Now let's see this application in action. Hit start. Oh, oops, here we do have an error. Oh, it tells me that content is not defined because we recalled content to, we did rename content to GWT. Start again. Here I enter my password, my username and my password. Then go to login page and here I find that username that I have typed in the register page, and now I can use it from my login page. So here I just need to go to login, and clicking to login will get an access token, and then that access token is stored inside the settings from inside my application. So then when I go to ideas page and I just click that button for getting all the ideas that will hit the web service, and here I get all my ideas without me having to enter my my access token for this application. Cool. Now let's relaunch this application again by typing here relaunch or restart. Here you see that I landed again inside the register page. Why is that? Now we do have the values for the username, password, and the access token. So I can I should access directly the main page, the ideas page in my application. So we need to change that behavior from within the app.xaml.cs, where here we can choose the main page of, for our application. So let's create a method that we'll call it setMainPage. And from this page, we'll go and change the starting page for our application. So here, let's analyze three scenarios. The first one, if we do have an access token registered inside the settings, then the user should directly be able to access the main page of our application without going through the login or register page. So let's verify if that user have a username or have an access token. So let's go to the settings, ask for the access token, and then verify if that access token is not null or empty by calling string dot is null or empty. If that value is not null, this means that the user have an access token stored in the application, then we don't need to pass through the login and password, the login and register page. So we'll go directly to set the main page to be a new navigation page and land our user directly to the new ideas page. Cool. Now let's see the second case, which is the user don't have an access token, but he have a username and password. For that, to be quick, I'll go and copy those ones, and right from here, I look for the username and the password of the user. This scenario could be possible whenever the user go to a register, then he go to the login page. So at this step, the username and password are registered, but he don't have yet an access token. So in this case, we'll just redirect him to the login page in order for him to get an access token. So we'll say main page equal new navigation page and then go to login page. The third option or the third case, which is that the user doesn't have neither an access token nor a username or password. And in this case, this means that the user is using our application for the first time, or he didn't created a username and password for himself. In this case, we'll say that we'll make the user go to the register page. So we say equal new navigation page, new register page. Now let's run the application again. Hit start. And here you see that the application go directly to the ideas page to display the list of all the ideas from the web service. So here, no more showing the register and login page because the user is already logged in. So I hope this video was helpful for you and it showed you how to enhance the user experience of your application by registering the values that should be typed just one time by the user. So thank you.